From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Israeli warplanes struck again today over the Gaza Strip. It's the third day of a major offensive aimed at stopping Hamas rocket attacks on nearby Israeli towns. Palestinian doctors inside Gaza say nearly 350 people have been killed, with more than 1,000 wounded, the deadliest violence there since the 1967 Middle East War. At least four Israelis have died in Hamas rocket attacks since the offensive began. In a moment, we'll hear about tensions along Gaza's border with Egypt, where Egyptian authorities have been trying to prevent a flood of Palestinian refugees. But first, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from the Israel-Gaza border.
Israel is not allowing journalists to enter Gaza, so we reached Rania Hilu today by phone. She and her husband live in an apartment tower not far from a main Hamas security building in central Gaza City. Israel bombed the Hamas site multiple times over the last 3 days. The 25-year-old is pregnant with her first child. She says the air raids have rattled her building and sent debris flying.
You just wake up in the morning and you hear the bombing and the whole building is shaking and everybody is scared. All the windows of my apartment were broken as a result of this bombing. And now we don't have the time or the money or even the equipment outside to repair these windows.
And the winter cold and rain have arrived. There are frequent power, water, and phone outages, she says, and few dare venture outside. She and her husband have moved a mattress into what they hope is a more protected area of their flat. Hilu, who teaches at Al-Aqsa University in Gaza, says she looked out her window after one airstrike and saw frantic parents running toward a nearby school, and she wondered what kind of life her own child might have in today's Gaza.
I saw all these women and men in their sleeping wear running on the street, going to the schools to take their kids from there. Some of these kids were injured. Others were traumatized by the huge bombings. So all these views, it's like a horror movie, and you're just watching over your window. It's a very scary situation right now.
Israeli military officials say the airstrikes are reducing the Hamas fire from Gaza. They say the Air Force has already cut Hamas's ability to launch rockets by 50%. But Israel gave similar upbeat assessments in the early days of the 2006 Lebanon War, which many Israelis view as a failure. Then Hezbollah guerrillas launched rocket barrages every day during the month-long conflict that the militant group declared a victory. Today, Hamas rocket fire continued, albeit at lower levels than over the weekend. In Sderot, which borders Gaza, 55-year-old resident Moshe Amselem stands atop a small hill overlooking the territory. He and a few policemen watch casually through binoculars as plumes of smoke rise over North Gaza from the airstrikes. Amselem nods approvingly. "We've suffered a long time under Hamas rockets," he says, "and now it's payback."
"This is the only way. They don't understand any other way. I hope it continues until they're totally erased. You cannot live with rockets and explosions in the middle of the night and our children running scared."
Suddenly, an alert sounds across the town, warning that Qassam rockets have been launched from Gaza towards Sderot, sending everyone running for cover. Inside a half-constructed house, a policeman sets his wristwatch and counts the seconds until impact. At least three Qassam rockets slam into a residential area nearby, badly damaging one house. No one was home. Sderot these days is largely deserted. Just over the hill inside Gaza, Israeli attack helicopters buzz overhead as clouds of smoke rise from airstrikes in North Gaza. In Beit Lahia, a Gaza doctor says five Hamas militants were killed in one airstrike today, along with two civilians. Rania Hilu, whose family is hunkered down in Gaza City, says writing and talking about the ongoing bombardment help her cope.
You keep praying and keep making telephone calls to your friends and neighbors because, you know, there's no place safe in Gaza.
"We just want to get back to school and normal life," she says, "no matter who is in charge here." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Sderot, Israel.